So first of all, Dobro Jutro, Hare Krishna. Sometimes the body needs a little time, or the mind needs a little time, to get accustomed to the new bed and the new environment, unless you are a traveling preacher like ourselves. When I wake up, I always ask, where am I now? But you get the unusual ability to be able to sleep everywhere like a little child, even in airplanes and in driving cars and so on. Those of you who find that the sleep is not very good, you can do something which I always tell during my retreats. You can smear a little bit oil, sesame oil, on the inside of your foot here, before you go to bed. I will make a bottle available of such oil. It will be, I don't know, is the receptia, is it open? Not really. So, where do we put it? I put it in the evening, you know, where the receptia is. You will find a little plastic bottle there. And please try it. You will make amazing experiences of the power of Ayurveda to put you to bed. So today we have the first full day of our Japa retreat. Our subject matter today is the touchstone of the holy name. What is the touchstone? What is touchstone in creation? Touchstone? What is touchstone? Kaman mudrats. Yes. And Gaurahari, you have to be there to see until the sound and so on is there. Mm-hmm. It should be as soft as possible, but as loud as necessary. We are reading today a very nice verse from the Padma Purana, which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 17th chapter, text 133. The very famous verse, really. The translation is, the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Can we make this louder? Can you, you have in principle a difficult time to hear, or you just can't hear the sound? You can't, good. Good. It's too soft. Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is better. The holy name of Krishna, or this is much better. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. For it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Ime, Krishna's Ime, and Krishna the Osapa, Sama. Same. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Bajarine Nivesesa Sunyavali Ashtachari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gaura Satcharitamrita Amrita Nidhi Gauram Sadaiva Stuve Gaurena Patitam Rahasya Bhajanam Gauraya Sarvam Dade Gauratasti Kripalu Ratnanaparo Gaurasya Brityo Bhavam Gaure Gauravamacharami Bhagavan Gaura Prabho Rakshamam. Lord Gaura is the nectar reservoir of divine nectar pastimes. I always chant the glories of Gaura. The most esoteric form of worship was preached by Gaura. I offer everything to Gaura. Really? Other than Gaura, there is no one in this world as merciful. I will become the servant of Gauranga. I act in reverence centered on Gauranga. O supremely opulent Lord Gauranga, please protect me. Gaura Prabhu Rakshaman. Yes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no purport to this beautiful verse, but Srila Prabhupada has talked about it in a very interesting way in Mayapur in February 26, 1977. Just one day before he gave this lecture, he had sat in the room in his quarters and listened with great happiness to the kirtan which was going on one floor beneath him in the temple room. Who has visited Srila Prabhupada's room in Shidamayapur, please? Oh, that's very nice that you know. So under his room used to be the old temple room. Prabhupada had listened to the chanting. And then he had said what we read yesterday. It's very nice, but they must know the process, how to chant properly. Because if you don't know the process, you will just have the alphabets of the holy name. K-R-S-N-A. But not Krishna. Now, he had said that the day before and the next day he came down and gave a lecture. And he spoke about the holy name. He had given a lecture on Lord Nrisimhadev, and he had described that Lord Nrisimhadev had touched the head of Prahlad Maharaj, and that you can also have the same opportunity to be touched by God as Prahlad Maharaj was touched by Lord Nrisimhadev. He said, but how? Nrisimhadev is not here. Krishna is not here. And Prabhupada said, no, this is wrong. He is here. How is he here? Then he quoted the verse which we also had read yesterday. Nama Rupa Kali Kale Krishna Avatar. How is the second line of this verse? I also don't know at the moment. Very famous verse. It's nice actually to learn it. That the name is Krishna himself and has appeared in this Kali Yuga. Krishna is present by his name, Krishna. Don't think that this Krishna, this Hare Krishna, this mantra, this name is different from Krishna. Oh, absolute. Krishna, the deity Krishna, the name Krishna, the person Krishna, everything is the same absolute truth. There is no differentiation. So in this age, simply by chanting Kirtanate Vakrishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambrajet, simply by chanting the holy name, you will be in contact with Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Puno Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Don't think the holy name of Krishna is different from Krishna. No, it is Purnam. Puna Purnam Ada Purnam Idam. Everything is Purna. Purna means complete. Yes. We have tried to explain this completeness in our Ishopanishad. You have to read this. So we have to read this. It's Ishopanishad, the invocation. Make a note of this. I will also read it. Gaurahari has everything on his magical computer. So stick to the holy name of Krishna. You'll get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj got by the direct touch of the lotus palm of Nrisimhadev. There is no difference. And now Prabhupada gives us a meditation. Always think like that. That as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. Wonderful. Then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj. Thank you very much. It's an amazing lecture. You can look it up. February, it was given February 26th. in the year 1977. Mm.
Krishna, Krishna.
Mm. So Krishna is here. The verse which directly explains how Krishna is here is, or the word in the Sanskrit is the last line, Binatvang Nama Naminoho. Nama means the name, and Naminoha or Namino means the one who is named. And Binatvang means they are not different. In our tradition, the example is given that a confectioner, who's actually a confection, what is this, like a baker, will make nice fruits made from sugar. He has different forms, and in one form, let us say he makes an apple, it's like an apple, and he pours the sugar syrup inside the form of the apple, and then later he can take the form away, and then you have a sugar apple. Then the sugar confectioner will take the same sugar syrup and put it in the form of a mango. Take the form away, and then he has a mango. Now really, these two fruits, the sugar apple and the sugar mango, are identical for all practical reasons. I mean, when you put them in the mouth, the same taste is there. The same, let us say, experience is there. Huh? The same experience, the taste, and the same. So in the same way, Krishna, this is what the example wants to say, Krishna, in his transcendental form, which is a little human-like, but not quite human, Krishna in his transcendental form, and Krishna in the form of the syllables, they are identical. Just like the sugar mango and the sugar apple are the same substance. Vastu is the word. Sugar syrup. It's Sachid Ananda Vikraha. Full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. I find this example extremely revealing, showing that it is the same. Now it says in this verse that this holy name is a Chintamani jewel. The Chintamani jewel has a certain function. The function is whatever you put in contact with this jewel will become golden. I think we have heard about such a jewel in the books there. Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto about this jewel. Do you know who had such a jewel in his possession? I'm sorry? Sanatan Goswami. Yes, Sanatan Goswami. He had this jewel in his possession, and it could actually turn ordinary iron when it would be touched by this into gold. In Greek, the Greek had one messenger to India. His name was Heliodorus, and he heard about this magical stone, and then he told his people about this, and they made the story of King Midas or Midas from it. Who has heard about this story? Yes, he had the ability he received the ability. From whom, actually? Some wise men, maybe, or something. At least I know he had the ability. Gora knows.
He was very greedy.
He was what?
He was very greedy.
Greedy. Yeah. Acha. Okay, so the poor fellow was greedy and he was touched by a mudra. He was not touched, cursed by a mudra. God, get it. Get your ability. So, and then he could turn anything which he touched into gold. And for the Greek, in the Greek mythology, this became a problem because it was fine when he touched iron, but when he touched food, you know, when you're really hungry and you plang touch your spaghettis or your pasta and it becomes gold, then you will not like this very much. You want the pasta. So then it became even more problematic when his son came on his lap and he touched the sun. Pling! It was a golden sun. And then it became really problematic for him when his wife approached him. I don't know what happened then. If she touched his hand or not, that I don't know. So the example has been given that if you touch the name which is identical with Krishna, you will become full of rasa, that is spiritual joy. But the experience is that you have seen many of you chanting, but you are not more ecstatic, extraordinary ecstatic. No one of you jumps at the moment through the room full with rasa and so on. Some of you even look a little tired because of the new environment and the humid air and so on and so forth. So, I have a grave doubt this morning. Is the holy name really a Chintamani? Is he really doing that when we touch the holy name with the tongue, are we, what is it, Chaitanya Rasa Vigrahe? Do we experience the rasa and do we become full of rasa? This is my grave doubt when I look in my heart. I chant it also. By Krishna's mercy, I prayed a lot to the holy name that I could glorify him. So I feel a little happy this morning. But I don't think this is yet the full ecstasy which I feel. Let us look at Anandini. You look normally not extraordinary, empowered in with rasa, with divine rasa. So, my great doubt is that the Chintamani jewel of the holy name does not work on us. It's condensed, otherwise we would feel the condensed ocean of rasa every time we chant. I have a great doubt also in Prabhupada's statement that when you touch the holy name, then you touch Krishna. This is what he said. My doubt is becoming increased as I look on my own life. Now, I'm chanting more than 30 years and I'm not always an ecstatic devotee. I'm sometimes on the mental platform. Hare Krishna. This is my grave doubt. And with this doubt, I have approached our scriptures. I have come before the scriptures and before my spiritual master and said, Guru Maharaj and Shastras, please help me to resolve my great doubt that this is really a touchstone. Vikram was meditating about this grave doubt. And this is the answer which I have received. Not always when we touch a substance do we become influenced by the substance. For instance, an ice block. In India we see often these ice blocks, which are very cold. It's not that when you touch it with the hand, your hand will automatically become cold. It's not always like this. Imagine you have a thick wooden glove, or even the bark of a tree on your iron on your hand. Then if you touch the hand to the ice, you will not immediately, you will not feel the coldness. Or if you have some, like our Madhuchandra has a wonderful isolation mat. These are plastic mat. So if you have this on your hand, this covering of the hand, you will not feel the ice quality in your life. So the same thing happens when we chant the holy name, but we are covered with what? Someone said, offenses. You know everything. If your heart is covered with offenses, it's called aparadha, then you may chant for millions of lives. This is bahu janma, many births. Medyutam. The quality of the holy name, I would say the infective quality of the holy name, will not really be able to touch you. Yesterday we said that we are sparks out of fire. Do you remember the discussion yesterday? And we said that it is possible actually to, by coming back into the fire, to adopt the quality of the fire, to, that is, to again become Krishna conscious and to be again in our original position. And we said, since Krishna and His holy name are non-different, when you make contact with the holy name, then you can actually become again a living spark. But this is not always true. Many of us are entering the holy name in an asbest suit. I have to turn now for the example to Nishinga Priya, who is knowing different extreme situations in by her profession and has to solve them. I believe fire people, you can walk with an asbest for some time in the fire, isn't it? It gets a little hot after some time. You wouldn't like to stay in the fire, but you can walk through. Maybe then you need some other thing under the asbest, some other cold dress or something. But see, we are covered, unfortunately, by a big dress or covering, we should better say, so that the let us say the quality of becoming influenced by the spiritual atmosphere and the spiritual Sachit Ananda substance doesn't work. Now, Prabhus, this is a grave problem, because the whole, let me say, methodology of of elevation in Krishna consciousness is based on this philosophical principle, that by coming in contact with a spiritual substance through the processes of devotional service, we become transformed. Therefore, the example of the touchstone is given in relationship to the chanting. Do you understand this principle? Now, if we are covered, please don't look depressed, Anita. We will give a solution in a minute. But for now, we do need to think about this deeply. If we are covered, it just doesn't work on us. Hare Krishna. Bahu Janma, it says, Nityananda Kari, for many births where you become old, diseased, mental, and die, you can chant, it doesn't work. Now, a question is given. I will not, but why doesn't it work? I will now ask this question to the Holy Name. Why doesn't it work? You should be more milosti. You should be more generous. A generous person gives even to an unqualified person something, isn't it? If Ricardo is very generous to us, He will give us prasadam even if we have failed to complete our 16 rounds on one day. Krishna should be more generous. What is the use of calling Krishna a chintamani, a wish-fulfilling jewel? An ordinary wish-fulfilling jewel, anyone can do it, pling. Or a kalpa briksha tree is maybe a better example. A kalpa briksha tree, you go and say, ya volem, something, and it happens. You know, the Bridge Basis tell a little story about this, that there was this man who came to Vrindavan, and he said, it was very late in the night, he hadn't come back to his dharamshala, and he wished, I need a bed to sleep. And plunk, the bed was there. Imagine, he was going through the forest, and pling, a very nice hotel-like bed was there. Super, he said. Then I need a night meal. I like sweets to conclude the day. I like rasagula. Rasagula was there. Oh, nectar! I am actually a little hungry, so 5 rasagulas would be 4 more were there. He ate them and then he went to bed. And before he fell asleep, he said, "This is a kalpa briksha tree." This is the explanation. A wish-fulfilling tree. And then as he was slowly falling into sleep, he was thinking of that he was actually in the wilderness of Braj, and at that time there seemed to have been wild animals there, or at least in his imagination he would think, oh, if there is a tiger. All of a sudden he heard "Row!" and the tiger was there. So this is how the rich Basis tell their stories. But they make the point that in our land of Vrindavan, there's a wish-fulfilling atmosphere because of the kalpa briksha trees. In my seminar, The Power of Blessings in Serbia, I have requested the devotees to embrace kalpa briksha trees and pray to them for anything they want, and it will be granted. So shouldn't be the holy name also such a thing, a wish-fulfilling gem, a wish like a wish-fulfilling tree? Shouldn't Krishna be like this? Should he not allow us? We want to chant and we want to be moved in our hearts by the power of the holy, by the power of the mercy, we want to be moved. And we want our spiritual life to advance quickly. What do you think about this? Isn't that a good desire? Now you will be interested to hear that Krishna may not come into a heart which is full with anattas, with undesired things. Krishna is a very fina osaba, and when your heart is like a garbage deposit with so many material desires, and so many fears, and so many insecurities, and so many hatreds, and so many... Now, when I say things which concern you, don't feel so... I'm not addressing you personally. I address every one of us, including myself, not just one person. So many this, so many that... Then Krishna may not come in our heart. Just like a fina osaba does not come where there is a stench. Stench, do you know what is a stench? A stench is different from a stink. A stink is mildly stinking. Like maybe, anyways, we don't need examples. A stench is aggressively attacking your sense organ. That's the difference between a stink and a stench. So when in our hearts there is a stench of material desire, karma, krodha, lobha, gear, greed and all this, Krishna doesn't come. In his form of a divine, the divine personality of Godhead. However, Ali, Krishna comes in his second form, that is the form of the holy name, and takes on the job of the sweeper, the garbage cleaner, who takes away the stench of what is going on in the heart. In other words, Krishna, in the form of the holy name, purifies your heart if you are willing and prepared to give up the offenses. This is called Namabhasa, this stage. If you are not willing to work on your offenses, Krishna doesn't make, in the home of, form of the holy name, doesn't make the street sweeper job for you. Because no streets, no cleaner can clean in an atmosphere where again and again more garbage is added. Isn't it? He can only start cleaning when this adding of garbage is stopped. So Krishna, in the form of his holy name, is actually more merciful than Krishna in his transcendental form. There is a very nice verse which which says this. Vacham vachakamit yuditi bhavato namasvarupadvayam puvasmat paramevahanta karunam tatrapi janimahe yastasmin vihita parada nivaha prani samantat bhaved asyene damupasya sopichada nandam budo majat. It is from Rupa Goswami Sri Krishna Namashtakam, text number 6. And it says, O holy name, you appear in two forms, Vacham, your transcendental form as the Supreme Lord, And vachakam, your transcendental holy name. Of these two, we consider the form of the holy syllables, that is the name, to be infinitely more compassionate than the form of your human-like form. Because if a person having taken shelter of your form, deity form, commits offenses, the only help he can find is to become the servant of the holy name and chant without interruption Krishna, Govinda, and so on. By your immeasurable transcendental potency, all his offenses disappear and he experiences uninterrupted joy. This is the rasa, we were talking about. Chadambudo. He comes in the ocean of transcendental happiness, submerged in the ocean of ecstasy. Who wants to drown in the ocean of ecstasy? Are you not afraid? Nityananda Kari, thinking about it? Or no problem? Yes. Also Nityananda Kari wants to... Mahojwala, are you interested in this project? Drowning in the ocean of nectar. That's our project. That's why it's called the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. It's a traditional. So do you understand this verse? The verse says really that Krishna in the name form is more merciful in the form than the form form. Why is the name form more merciful than the form form? Because at the name, he purifies our heart so that Krishna can come in his transcendental form and sit on the lotus of our heart. There is a very important verse about this in the Padma Purana. It says, Nama parada yuktanam naman yevaharantyagam avishranti prayuktani tanyevata karanicha. Even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. Even if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra offensively, one can avoid offenses by continuously chanting without deviation. One who becomes accustomed to this practice will always remain in a pure transcendental position, untouchable by sinful reactions. My dear devotees, this is our chance. And this is what we will do during our Nam retreat. We will actually experience how by increased chanting, our disqualifications are removed by that most merciful holy name, who will act as a, I don't want to say street sweeper here, because I feel disrespectful against the holy name. But he will take care of the purification of our heart, so that Lord Krishna will seat himself on the lotus of the heart. What do you think, Vijay Gauranga? Isn't that wonderful? And this is why we hear in the verse, it's Chintamani, the holy name. Krishna is a Chintamani jewel, but in his form as a name, not in the other form, the form form, I would say. Remember the two are identical, but they have different functions. Like the sugar apple is, and the sugar mango is identical in one way, but also a little different. Some form is a little different. So, my dear devotees, I have great faith in this. Every year now, since many years, I go and I chant many more rounds. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy in the beginning, because due to the covering which is there, we don't feel the rasa, the nam rasa, the taste of the holy name, the ruchi, nam ruchi it's also called. But by chanting and having faith and trying to practice becoming free from the offenses, we will actually become, able to become affected by the contact with the holy name. If you are willing to work on the offenses and give them up. This is definitely the truth. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains about this subject matter also in Madhurya Kadambini. He says that the normal person should experience, when he touches the holy dharma, great transcendental bliss, because also the holy dharma is full of this transcendental energy. And when he eats prasadam, the normal person should feel great transcendental ecstasy, not the ecstasy of the stomach becoming rounder and rounder, but the spiritual ecstasy. And the normal person should also experience great transcendental ecstasy when he chants the holy name. But this is not so. Why? And he says in his book, this is a question, this why, which is unnerving. It gets on our nerves. Why is it not so? Why doesn't it work? You know. And he gives another analogy. He says, just as during a serious fever, one loses all taste for food, and it becomes impossible to continue to eat, a person who commits a serious offense loses all connection for hearing, chanting, and performing devotional activities. There is no doubt about this. But when the fever goes down, then with some time, the taste for the food again develops. And then you can eat more and more and more. This has a serious implication to our japa retreat. We will chant more rounds during the japa retreat. Many more rounds. But I want to request you to not overdo it with the rounds. When you feel so much fever in your life, don't try to eat too much. Stay within your 16 rounds. At the same time, please do not use then the time to divert others from chanting. You might be in the different accommodations which are here. I think you have not yet seen all this. This is a huge place. Or you might go to the mountains, I said, but to the ocean, and take a good book, read. You might like to make a nature walk and be for yourself. Think about your spiritual life. Do it like when you feel the fever is so strong in you. Don't try to take too much of the medicine, because a person who has fever can't take so much food. 16 rounds is our minimum, which we will take during the japa retreat. But if you feel too much fever and you become restless and more offensive, your ego starts rebelling. What is this good? I made a great mistake to come here. Ajay, give me my money back, you know, and so on. When you feel that the fever becomes so hard, and some of you will feel it, you will come over your granitsas, and the moment you come over your granitsa, you meet someone who has been in hiding for many lifetimes. It's your false ego. And he will get you, make you, some of you, a difficult time. I will have every day 1 hour where I will be there to help you confront Mr. Ego. We can do it together. I will be like a doctor available in one place. So that we can discuss chanting related questions. Those who have done the japa retreat, no, that comes. There comes a time when you just go over your granitsa and all of a sudden the fever flares up into your face. It's a terrible fever. It's the fever of the ego. Hare Krishna. You will see. I'm warning you beforehand. This is. So then do other things. Make a nature walk, read. Maybe if you're getting too hot, do some plivonier. The Arjya is a little colder, so it is very much suited to cool you down. And so on and so forth. Or if you feel tired, rest also. No harm, no harm. We have arranged facilities that you can rest. Take it as a patient who enters a hospital, a bolnitsa. Bolnitsa, we say? Ah, finally, one word I know. One new word. Bolnitsa. An invalid's diet and medicine can, however, with time restore him to his previous healthy condition. 16 rounds is an invalid's medicine. Hare Krishna. And an invalid's diet. We will hear about this a little bit more. How because Prabhupada in the beginning desired 64, told every one of us 64 rounds a day. Then he reduced the diet and the medicine to 16. So, but this invalid diet and medicine can, this time, restore the patient to his previous healthy condition. At that time, the full potency of normal food can be realized and utilized by the body. In the same way, after a long period of suffering, the effects of aparad or offenses reduce somewhat, and the devotee develops a little august taste. Then the devotee again becomes qualified for bhakti. Repeated doses of hearing and chanting the Lord's name and performance of other devotional processes gradually with time reveal everything up to prema. Gaura Hari, why is it so loud? The loudspeaker? Oh yeah. Then you have become more enthusiastic, Alexander. Yes, yes, yes. You became much more, you thought this was relevant for you. So you become louder. Very good. This is Madhurya Kadambini, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And I really feel we need to take this to our heart. And please, don't become critical with yourself too much. Prabhupada said, you know, sometimes the question is, okay, when we are full of offenses, do we perform any bhakti? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, love cannot be felt for Krishna by an offensive heart. The answer is, yes, you always perform bhakti. The difference is, in Prabhupada's word, between a immature mango and a mature mango. Don't laugh at the immature mango, the unripe mango. It's a mango. After some time, it will become a little bit red, like a person in Lubov becomes red on the cheeks. And then, after some time, the mango becomes yellow, like Venugopal's shirt. The mango, you are actually a fully matured mango. So in the same way, in the beginning, our bhakti may be unripe, green, and a little hard, and not very enjoyable. Do you know what I am talking about this morning? Is it too theoretical? But after some time, oh, Krishna, Krishna, you will actually feel a very nice spiritual ukost. It will be very, very nice. Okay. I need a pen. No, I need this. No. Mataji, please. Oh, my. Tisam Angelo. Here we will make a mark, and here we will stop, because it's 9 o'clock. 1 minute to nine. I can't believe I'm so much on time. Isn't this wonderful? Do you have faith in this? I think with this explanation it makes a lot of sense. Any questions which you have? Gaurahari has one question. Then I see Anandini has another question. And our Mataji in the back has a question. Gayatri. Okay. Gaurahari. There's a verse which describes the spiritual world where these two are mentioned. Chintamani prakara satmasu kalpa briksha. Kalpa briksha. Then? Lakshmi sahasra satasambrava sevyamanam. No, we missed one line. Again. Chintamani prakara satmasu kalpa briksha. Surabira bipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra satasambrama sevyamanam Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami. And it is described in the spiritual world, everything is made of Chintamani, the wish-fulfilling stone, and Kalpavriksha, the wish-fulfilling trees, who could give everything. But the devotees of Krishna are not using the Chintamani jewels for any desires. And also the Kalpavriksha trees, although they could give them everything, they are not using them. I heard that some devotees carry the stone in their shoe, you know, so that the shoe doesn't fall off from the palates. I heard, use the stone as a door stopper. Also very creative use of this stone. And the Kalpavriksha trees, they don't desire. But see, knowledge of these two wish-fulfilling substances has come into this world, and therefore sometimes in the world they are known. For instance, the alchemists, the medieval mysticisms of mystical people of Europe, they had knowledge of the touchstone. And they may have used it for material and to turn it into gold. You know, because they were mostly concerned with gold. So therefore in our use of language and culture, we use it in relationship to gold. That's our usage of words. But in the spiritual world, everything, every desire is fulfilled by them. It's just a little cultural background of what these words mean. Mm-hmm. So they really have the same. Anandini? It is especially because it's Yuga Dharma. Oh, I want to repeat the question. You said that the holy name, that the name Krishna is different than the form Krishna, is more merciful than the form Krishna. Is it because it's the Yuga Dharma? Or was it when, in other ages, when people committed, for instance, when deity worship was the method, that was the age before. Dvapara Yuga, yes. Then there were sacrifices. Yes, in another age where the deity worship was supreme, did people who committed offenses against the deities also get everything from the deities? The answer to your question is very, very wonderful. Please listen carefully. It is the yuga. It's in this age of Kali. This is the mantra which gives us deliverance. But it is especially so because of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who made even irreligious people, offenders, aparadis, chant and dance. And chant the holy name, and they would chant and dance in ecstasy. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Anandini, the people who chanted with him would cry in ecstasy. They would, previous enemies would embrace each other. The yogis ran out of their caves where they practiced impersonal meditation and joined the kirtans. The scholars put away their academic studies of the scriptures and chanted. Because during Mahaprabhu's time, everyone understood rasa, the divine taste of our spiritual home, would be made through the chanting. There's another time, you know, where people couldn't even chant. Remember how there was this sinner, Ratnakar, who used to murder people. And then Narada Muni met him and somehow felt mercy towards him And remember what he did? He told him to chant, but he could not tell him to chant Rama, 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 Rama. What did he tell him? He should chant Mara. This means they couldn't chant the holy name. The sinners don't offend us at the other time. Mara, 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 Mara. And he tricked him. Of course, you know what happened. Mara, 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 Mara. Then you are with Rama. You know. But he had to start in a... He couldn't chant. You can chant, Anandini. Of course, you are a great soul since birth, but I can chant. This is very, very good. And why is it? Because we got the milast of Gauranga, the most merciful of all avatars, who has given what no other avatar has given. There were others who had put their arms up, but I have forgotten. Our Mataji, your good name, please. Miriana, yes, now I remember. From Rijeka. Yes, please, Reci. Krishna comes in the form of the holy name and cleans our heart if we are ready to give up our offenses. Can you please explain this a little more? I have to repeat.
If we are ready to clean this part, if we are ready.
If we are ready. Ready. If we are ready to give up offenses. Mm-hmm. I always need to repeat the question because for the recordings, which many devotees who would like to take part in the Nam Yagya in their homes or in the Holy Name retreat that they can hear. See, there are three stages of chanting. One is Nam Aparat with offenses, and the second stage is Nama Basa. And that is chanting while trying to give up the offenses. That's what it means. And then Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam means the pure name where Krishna, in his divine form, will manifest in his heart. I think you know from Harinam Chintamani that the holy name can give us everything, and what this means is explained here. The Shastras state that the holy name of Krishna is a touchstone. A touchstone can grant all desirable objects. To a surrendered devotee, it offers pure love of Krishna. Now, what are these desirable objects which the holy name can offer? This is expressed by Haridas Thakur to Lord Chaitanya. Haridas Thakur says, chanting the holy name is the prime religious activity for a Vaishnava. From the holy name gradually blossom the Lord's form, qualities and pastimes. Do you understand? The holy name gives you, in other words, the form of the Lord. Then you will see all of a sudden his divine qualities, like his compassionate nature, arising in your heart, and you feel overwhelmed. But while you chant, you see this form of the Lord, and then you feel how milasti my Lord is, how merciful my Lord is, and then you enter into what is called Nam Smaranam or Lila Smaranam, where you see first in the mantra. First one singular scene of Lord Krishna's Leela, and then you see a flow, a continuous flow of Krishna's Leela manifesting in the television of your repaired heart, in the spiritual screen of your heart. So it is. Then he continues the entire panorama. Pano and then Rama. The entire panorama of Lord Krishna's pastimes is present in the holy name. You, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have personally declared that your name is the highest absolute truth. Huh? Everything is there. So this happens on the stage. It doesn't happen on the stage of Nam Aparada, where you commit offenses to the holy name. It starts to happen slowly when you are trying to, on the stage, on the end stage of Nama Bas. Let us say, here is Nama, Nam Aparada, right? The garbage, the garbage pit of spiritual life. Then Namabhasa, you become aware of your offenses and you are ready or trying to give them up. This is when Namabhasa starts. And it gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner as you chant, while you try to not offend devotees, while you sincerely try to give up your material attachments, and so on and so forth. Cleaner, cleaner, cleaner. As you become cleaner, the pure light of Vishuddha Sattva, or the Swarupa Shakti, the transcendental energy of the Lord, manifests in your life and you start to see form, name, form, then qualities, and finally everything moves, the Leela. Is it clear now, Miriam? So be ready to work. This is so important. If Lord Krishna sees a devotee who is ready, that means he's honest and he wants to give up the obstacles. He wants to work. He doesn't want to keep it. He even will say to the Lord, even if it's painful, please remove this problem of ego. Then the Lord has so much mercy. There is a time in everyone's life where we become tired of everything else than the search for Krishna. I want to give you an example because Lalita Priya is here, of the dentist. There comes a time when you just say, I don't want this tooth ruining my life. I will go to Lalita Priya, the manifestation of all the dentists. And I will sincerely request her, please do something with this rotten tooth, even if it pains, and I need to take 50,000 painkillers afterwards. There comes a time, no, when we just say, how do we say? Dasta. We say, Dasta. Genug is genug. Enough is enough. How do we say it in Croatian language? Dosta e dosta. Yes. This is a simple version. Dosta e dosta. This I can remember. Dosta e dosta. You know, there comes this time when we, and then we are ready. Like, I usually don't like to go to the dentist. Even after 30 years, I will not go if there is no immediate reason to go. You know, if the pain is somehow still manageable with a few tricks, you know, a few oils or so on. But there comes a time when you say, Dosta e dosta. No, you don't know? You don't experience this in your life? So when you are ready to say, Miriam, dosta e dosta, then you Krishna will be very milasti. Krishna will see he is trying or she is trying. She is ready and Krishna will certainly help Miriam. Don't worry. You will have help. But you need to be, for this you need to be a humble soul who is willing to conflict, to confront the garbage. And not say, Sve already. If you don't like it, close your nose, please. Sve oredu. It's not Sve oredu. It doesn't even sound Sve oredu. Yes. And my dear devotees, some of us try to put etherical oil on our garbage. You know, we try to hide it. No, it's necessary for my slujba to be like that. It's necessary for my service to be like this. We try to put some nice perfume on it, Italian perfume, on a Paris. Odor della superlativo. But Krishna is not fooled by this cosmetic thing. The whole perfume industry is made to hide something. You know, in medieval times it used to be so cold, people didn't take a bath, but they took powder. Hare Krishna. It was meant to hide. So we are expert from our European background. We are expert to use perfume. So there was another question. Gayatri. And then, what is your good name? Sasha. This will be the last question. Gayatri. Yes. And sometimes we are afraid to develop the readiness to confront the anattas because it means we will have to treat on unfamiliar grounds. And do we really have to go through the school of hard knocks? No, you can go to a japa retreat. It's the positive way. We will not talk much about anattas. This is the only lecture where anattas and offenses are mentioned. We will come from another direction. You will see, because we will take another route to go to our purification. It also doesn't always help to be too much aware. I mean, it's nice, it's necessary to be aware, but if you just meditate about your anattas, they will become stronger because they will get the strength of your mind or the air of your mind and blow up. Yes, this dark meditation increases the darkness in our mind. Mm-hmm. Our last question for today.
Is it okay, for example, the devotees always say that it's nice to have some practical service for our service? Is it okay to switch this by chanting? For example, if someone is doing 1 or 2 hours service per day, is it okay that instead of that, the person chants
See, is it all right to chant? Let us say a person chants one or two, you know, does service for 1 or 2 hours a day. Is it all right if he changes these 1 or 2 hours into doing Naam Seva, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? There were times when Srila Prabhupada told devotees all the service they needed to do is just chant. There was one very unwilling god brother of mine who did not wish to do service. And Prabhupada said, you can just eat and chant, and I will inform the temple president that this is all right. Later Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, is this how you intend to spread the movement for Krishna consciousness? Is this... No, Prabhupada said, no, but he is very beginner. So if he chants more and more, he will become purified, and then he will want to do service for Krishna. After all, when you chant, you are really requesting Krishna to accept you. Now, let me ask you a question. Imagine you would meet Krishna. What would you do in relationship to him? Would you say, Doshli, would you like to sit down? Or would you ask him, Krishna, would you like to experience the Atriya maybe? Should we rent a boat? No, the natural response of a soul who meets Krishna is, how can I serve you, my Lord? This is the willingness of the soul. The service inclination springs forth from a purified heart. It's very natural. It's not unnatural. So if you become more pure, if a devotee becomes more purified by chanting, he will want to do slujba. And really service, he will do it. It's in the sense that which Sridhar Swami says, when you are doing service, before you start your service, is you think, this is for you, Krishna. You think like this, and you maintain this meditation. For you, Krishna, I'm cleaning the temple room. Krishna Chaitra Prabhu still remembers how I instructed him to clean the temple room when he was coming to our temple in Heidelberg. And he said, this was the most blissful experience, to clean the temple room for Krishna. He came just from the university, you know, and he said, because I was taught to clean the temple room for God. You know, if you have this meditation, it's very good. So this will come naturally out of the chant. So thank you very, very much for your questions. Many more things could be talked on this first session. Now I would... Wait. Now I want to request you, maybe Sundarananda, could you check if the prasadam is brought up? Or who is in charge of this? You will bring it up, yes? So soon the prasadam is up and you can take your prasadam upstairs. Please take it there in this area. Somewhere that you can take stolitzas and you can take everything. And maybe also I can imagine that we can put these huge umbrellas also upstairs for the, against the sun. They are very nice, people.
It's very dangerous because
the wind comes. Okay. Here they are in a wind-protected area. They are in the ground. I'm sorry. Maybe you can ask them if they have normal umbrellas, touristic umbrellas. We try to keep this area all the time open for chanting. It's an attempt. We will install music for you there so that you can hear. And you can immediately after prasadam, or let us say you don't want to take... I mean, sometimes we are not hungry, but please, if you are hungry, take prasadam. Don't starve yourself. The next, after prasadam, you can chant. Today is Ekadasi, the first day. And you can be on your own. You can either be here or everywhere. You can make a nature walk and so on and so forth. But please be here. Can someone help me? Is it 11 o'clock? 11 o'clock, because then our first workshop will start. It's a very practice-oriented thing. We will, in the beginning, make a yoga exercise so that we can sit properly, because some of you are developing atrophied muscles, that is, shortened muscles, which will even pain you after some time when you are on the chairs. I also have it. When we become older, it will pull our spine in positions that we even have on the chair, back problems. So you will learn what Prabhupada said, sit properly. You will learn many amazing things today. Our Radionats is called, Devashi, could you be so kind to just read it? Establish ideal conditions. Yes, I'm hearing. Yes. So please be there for the time where we have the workshop. Afterwards, again, you are very free up to prasadam. It's good to continue chanting, but as I said, we may take a very intelligently dosed diet of the holy name in the beginning. And this is how it will work. I'm totally excited to be with all of you, because there are some surprises which will come. I just want to see your happy faces when you say, wow, and wow. So I'm already preparing for these moments. Okay, so. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srinam Prabhu ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Ari Ari Bol.